Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kira speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Nancy Carlson calling, and I placed an order this morning for some earbuds, but then I got a watch and something else added to the order, which I must have done by mistake. I didn't want that. So I was wondering if you could cancel the extra two items.
And when did you place the order?
This morning, about 7 o'clock.
Okay, give me 1 second. Alrighty, can I have the zip code, please?
14450.
And the first and last name?
Nancy Carlson.
14450. Alright, give me 1 second. Let me try something else because I don't see your name on here yet. Okay, and you say your name was Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y?
Yes.
And what's that last name?
Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N.
Okay, let me search it that way.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, and I don't know, I mean, when the email came through, it had my name all together, Nancy Carlson, like one name. There was no space between it. No, I don't know why. But.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to I'm still try other ways to do it.
Okay.
He said it was 44. What else?
My zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
14450.
Okay. Okay, I'm still not seeing anything for that. Give me 1 second. Let me get my supervisor because I'm still not seeing anything popping up.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So what I'm going to do, can I have your first 6 numbers on the front of your card?
On my credit card?
Yes, ma'am, the card that you pay with the first six numbers.
42645.
And it's one more.
Oh, six. 42645252.
Okay, and then the last four on your card that you pay with.
3001.
All righty. Okay, so I'm still having here that it's no results found. So you may want to speak with your bank to see if the charges actually processed and went through.
Oh, okay, but you can't see the order?
Yes, ma'am. I haven't found anything. I've tried your first and last name, your phone number, your zip code, and the first six of your car and the last four, and nothing is popping up at all. So you can speak.
My question is, so when it was one of these Amazon, or I thought it was an Amazon thing, you know, click here to get earbuds, and that's what I did, and I ordered that. But then these other two items came up, a watch, and I don't know what the other thing was, and all of a sudden those things I got billed for. And I only see two. I see the earbuds and I see the watch. I don't see the third one yet. And I see those two items pending on my credit card, but they're pending. They haven't gone through. So I have to wait till they go through?
Well, you can speak with your bank and you can see if it actually processed and went through, or if this is the right number for it. Is this the right, you know, that you placed it with? Because we don't have anything for Nancy at all. We tried all the things that we're supposed to try. We don't have anything for that yet. So just give them a call and speak with your bank to make sure you're calling the right people and to make sure that to see if it actually processed.
Okay. Well, so my question is, so I got two different emails, one for the watch and one for the earbuds, and they had two different customer support numbers. Do I have to call each different number?
What I'm saying is that we don't have anything for that. So I can't tell you like what you had ordered because we don't have anything for your name. So I don't know like what you ordered or, you know, anything like that.
And how long does it typically take from the time you place an order for it to show up in your system?
It usually shows up in our system typically when you order it, maybe a few hours after or maybe sooner. I'm not really 100% sure, but it should be pulling up, but it's not pulling up at all.
I'm going to respond to the email because there's an email in the order email that I received, and I'm going to respond to that and see if that does anything.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. I'll just give your bank a call for, more clarification. Yeah. They'll be able to tell you more.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.